And this is what I'm talking about, you know, for this, you know, our topic, creating a great year in 2021. I feel it already. Don't you feel like the energy shifting?
Yes, I really do. It's definitely going to be a different year, you know. And who wants to do the same old, right? You know, let's create this. Let's create what we want for 2021.
Absolutely. And by the way, those 21 ways to create a great year in 2021, the very first one is what we're talking about right now. Start now.
Mm-hmm.
Start now. Everybody wants to, they want to create their New Year's resolutions, and they, and you know, they hold up their wine glass or their champagne glass at midnight, New Year's Eve, and do their New Year's resolution and get, I'm going to get started in January. You know, it's like, no, folks, now.
Now. Right.
Now. It, yeah. And that includes everything, you know, not just, you know, setting up for a great year, but, you know, quitting old habits, changing, you know, your diet, adding in your exercise programs, quitting smoking, all that kind of thing. You know, if you're thinking about it, whenever you think about it, that's the time to do it, not set a date. I'm going to do it January 1st, which becomes
right.
January 15th really quickly, right? And if you follow these 21 ways, then as you're doing that through December and go into January, it's going to be a piece of cake. You're going to you're going to be able, yeah, you're going to be able to hit those resolutions. And actually, that's number four we're going to talk about in just a minute. I want to talk about resolutions. Okay, but for number one, start now. Don't wait till January. Number two, get rid of the old and make room for the new. You've got, let me bring up the calendar. How many weeks we got left? We got like almost 3 weeks left before January.
Right.
You got a lot of time here, folks. And that's another reason why, number one, start now. Number two, get rid of the old, because it gives you time to get rid of the old. And this could be physical things around the house that you haven't touched in 6 months to, you know, 4 years, something like that, you know.
Or longer in my case.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Do you need this thing in your closet? You know, make room for things to come in, okay?
Yeah.
And besides the physical things, things like old beliefs that no longer serve you, especially anything that's, you know, kind of going to block your goals for 2021. How about relationships? You know, relationships that no longer serve you, that, you know, relationships that do not support you and your goals for 2021. Things that are just taking up space, literally and figuratively. Yeah. So number three, have a plan. Again, goes back to number one. We have time now to figure this out and set up a plan. Those that fail to plan, plan to fail. Benjamin Franklin.
That's right.
Make sure you, yeah, right. Make sure you actually write down your plan, your plans and your goals. Create timelines for them. We'll get a little more into that a little later. But, you know, write this stuff down. And you don't have to have a perfect set plan right now. Right now you're just taking a piece of paper and jotting down all your ideas. And then you could organize that into a plan. How's that sound, Rose?
That sounds great. Yeah, I was going to agree with you on that one. It's just now's the time to plan it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what your goal is. Let's go to something simple like I was mentioning, you know, start now with quitting those old habits. Well, if you want to quit smoking, okay, the reason why quitting cold turkey or, you know, virtually any of the other methods like the patch and the gum and, you know, quitting cold turkey, you know, why they have a, you know, 2% success rate you know,
right,
2 to 10%, you know, maybe. I know for sure the statistic is 2 out of 100 people will actually remain non-smokers beyond the 6 month mark and the year mark who quit cold turkey. There's nothing wrong with quitting cold turkey. How do you stop smoking? Well, you don't pick up the next cigarette and light it. But the thing is they don't have a plan. That's why they fail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're trying to do it all on using their you know, willpower. Instead of sitting back and thinking right now, okay, I want to be a non-smoker for all of 2021 starting in January, but I'm going to start now. I'm going to create a plan. What's going to happen when I quit smoking? Do some research. Uh-huh. Hire a life coach that specializes in this. I specialize in this, for instance. And talk to them.
Like that.
You know, what's going to happen, right, over the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks of not smoking? You know, prepare for all of the potential triggers. Have a plan. What are you going to do instead? How are you going to replace, you know, the hand-to-mouth thing and, you know, all that kind of thing? So, yes, you got to have a plan, whatever your goal is, whether it's starting a new business or you know, increasing the profits of your current business or, you know, the perfect relationship, getting rid of the old habits, whatever your resolutions are going to be. Which brings us to number 4, set intentions instead of resolutions. And we've done whole shows on this usually in January of a new year. Somewhere along the line, Rose, resolutions turned into something that it's not. At least in the American psyche. Resolutions is something that you're setting that is you are resolving to do. And the definition of that is it's not maybe.
Right.
You know, it's not I'm going to try to quit smoking. I'm going to try to work on a new business. No, it's your resolving, which means you're setting the intention and it's 100% follow through. You're completely focused on that. And that's why I say use the word intention rather than resolution, because resolutions become this nebulous thing where, well, you know, I might try. Remember, Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try. Yes, all the best things I've learned in life, I learned from Star Wars, I'm telling you. Yes, yes. And so what an intention is it's a focused resolve. You're going to do this thing and you're focusing on this thing. And that's going to come up a little later too, focusing on the one thing. Not letting fate decide. Okay, so fate, what we use the term fate, is merely letting life happen to you rather than what? Having a plan. We're back at number 3. Have a plan,
right,
and set the intention. And you're focused on it. And that way, like the magician card in tarot, you are deciding rather than letting life happen to you. Don't let fate decide what happens. Yeah. Which brings us to number 5. I mentioned that a second ago about making small incremental changes.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is break these larger goals down into smaller steps. Most things, especially if, you know, if you sit there with yourself, you could do a little test, Rose. You put your hand on your abdomen, on your tummy, and you sit there, you close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and then say the goal, the overarching goal or intention out loud or in your head. You could do it either way. It's better if you say it out loud. And then notice the feelings. You know, do you get a nice warm fuzzy feeling there in your solar plexus, or does it start to tighten up? You know, are you getting some fear there? You know, that's letting you know that, okay, this is a large goal, because when we react, it means it's a large goal, which means what? what could be a fear around that? Well, it means, like, one fear could be, I don't think I can do this. Anytime those kind of thought patterns or feelings come in, this is when you are going to look at the goal and break it up into small, small increments.
Workable parts, yeah.
Yes, yes. So, you know, you want to do a massive life change. You want to change your diet and lose weight and exercise more. Okay, a small incremental first step is, okay, I'm going to pick up a bottle of water and I'm going to start drinking water every day. Or I'm going to drink more water than I've been drinking. Water's marvelous. Water helps with that. It also helps with even quitting smoking. A lot of what people think are withdrawals from smoking are actually dehydration symptoms. And you can avoid a lot of it. You know, so I tell people before you start with this small change, grab bottles of water or a glass of water. You know, even if you're like out and about, you go to the restaurant or you go to the bar. I know a lot of it's shut down now, but, you know, if you are going anywhere and you order a beer or you order a drink, you simultaneously always order a glass of water, maybe with a lime in it or a lemon or something like that, and drink more water. So that's a small incremental change. You know, you don't start going to the gym, change your entire diet plan and everything instantaneously tomorrow. You do small incremental changes. You know, they tell you to keep the eye on the prize, but actually you should be keeping your eye on the next step. When we keep our eye on the prize, what happens is, you know, when we're too focused on the overarching goal, that's when we feel those feelings and those thoughts come in, you know, that I can't do this. But if we focus on the next step, you can always take the next step. So see it as a journey. This is a way that you can reframe your resolutions. I mean, sorry, your intentions. And, that's from neuro-linguistic programming, reframing it. And don't allow your goals to become a passive way of saying, I won't be good enough until I achieve this. See, a lot of us think that we have to have the entire goal finished, you know, to be achieving. It's actually a process. It's a journey, you know. Because, you know, when you think that way, you're holding the goal at arm's length. And as you move forward, it's always going to be at arm's length. You know, it seems unachievable, you know.
Right.
But instead if you're doing something like every day in every way, I'm getting closer and closer to my goal. I'm getting closer and closer to the new me.
Yeah.
You know, having a timeline for this, you know. I want to be here in 6 months. Okay, now backtrack from 6 months. This is a life coaching process that you do as a life coach with a client. You know, 6 months from now, a year from now, I want to be here. Okay, so 6 months, 5 months, where do I have to be? 4 months, where do I have to be? All the way down to 1 month from now, 3 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now, 1 week from now, 5 days from now, 3 days from now, tomorrow, you bring it back, think backwards the other way, disassemble it, and create it into small incremental changes. Then there's number six, tell folks about your intentions. Now, this is a little controversial. Some life coaches say, never tell anybody what you're doing. And I agree to some extent. There is that factor of, you know, okay, your best friend, you're 50 pounds overweight and your best friend is 50 pounds overweight. They may consciously be on your side and want you to lose that 50 pounds. But unconsciously, it's like, oh, you know, my friend's not going to be the same friend anymore. I'm still going to be 50 pounds overweight and they're going to be skinny. I know it sounds stupid, but this is what happens in your subconscious mind. And you knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or subconsciously, start sabotaging the efforts of your friend. You start, oh, you're never going to do that. Oh, you start, I've seen you start a thousand diets you've never made it through. You lose the weight, you get it back, you know. So
yeah.
You do have to kind of be a, you got to be a little careful about this, who you tell and so forth like that. The opposite end of the spectrum is tell everybody. You go on Facebook, I'm quitting smoking. I'm quitting now, and I plan on not smoking all through 2021. And you all know me. You're my friends. You're my family.
Mm-hmm.
I need help. Elicit the help from them. Then it's a little different than telling your one best friend that you want to lose 50 pounds. You're putting it out there to everybody. And it kind of, you know, I can see this other way of doing it. What it does is it kind of counteracts what could happen with the individual person. You see what I mean with that?
Yeah.
So, you know, either way, decide what you think is best for you. You know, if you don't have Facebook, if you're a hermit, if you only have a couple of friends, decide, you know, are they really going to support you or not? You might have to do a gut instinct check-in like we just did with the solar plexus. Do the same thing. Close your eyes, put your hand on your tummy, take a deep breath. Is Jane really going to support me in this? And decide whether to tell them or not. If you're, you know, more outgoing, I don't really want to say that, but, you know, maybe you're on Facebook and you know a lot of people. You know, put it out there. Tell everybody, this is what's happening. Don't offer me a cigarette. You know, try not to smoke around me. Try to support me in this, you know, et cetera. Put it out there. Number seven is document your incremental successes, which takes us back to when we were talking about number five, small incremental changes. So you make these changes, and actually in number 16, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, but document them. Start a blog, My Weight Loss Journey, or My Keto Journey. Maybe you're going on the ketogenic diet or one of the low-carb diets. My exercise journey, my quit smoking journey, my new business journey, whatever the goal or intention is, start a blog. Post every day if you can, you know, or do it on Facebook. Do it on your Facebook page and just post, you know, or your Twitter or your Instagram, you know. Show pictures of the yummy, wonderful food that you're eating and you're losing pounds like it's melting off of you because you went on the keto diet. Document those successes. Heck, you might end up writing a whole book and you can put it out there for everybody else and help them. Number eight, work with others. Goal buddies. Okay, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about, you know, with number six, you know, telling folks about your intentions. You can also, and I said, you know, elicit everybody's help, but you could actually, you know, find some people that have the same goals or close to the same goals, and you can have accountability partners in this. That's number eight. Number nine, push yourself. You know, you don't take the magic pill and lose weight. You know, some of this stuff's going to take some effort, at least in the beginning. You know, Bruce Lee said, you know, if you always put limits on everything you do, physical or anything else, it will spread into your work and into your life. There are no limits. There are only plateaus, and you must not stay there. You must go beyond those plateaus. Don't take no for an answer from others or even yourself. Push forward. Model successful people. That's number 10. That's another thing from neurolinguistic programming. That's how NLP started. The founders of NLP started modeling the success of successful people. They started out with a couple of very successful therapists. How were they getting these changes in people? What were they doing? They broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you can do the same thing. Find somebody that has done what you want to do and model their success. Number 11, learn from the past. Learn from your past. Don't repeat it.
Right.
I mean, I know that sounds very basic, but people don't, you know, they don't think about that. It's like, okay, you've tried 20 diets and you lost some weight and the weight all came back. What did you learn from that? What was the mistakes? Where did it go wrong? And that informs you on what to do now. Number 12, making 2021 a great year. Meet new people. Get some new blood in there, folks. You know, most of us
you can meet people on Zoom now too, or video chat and
social
media. I know we're
some
of us are are thinking about our safety and things of that nature. But you can, you know, hey, video's the age, FaceTiming and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, if you're into tarot and numerology, you can join thetarotguild.com. and meet other people that are interested in tarot and numerology.
That's right. People who are of like mind. Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah. Meet new people. You know, most of us get static. We have the same five friends, you know, and there's some studies that were done that actually show that you are the median of the top five people you spend the most time with. So what does that mean? Well, if you look at the people that you really spend the most time with and you had access to their bank account, you had access to what their income is, and you add those five up, divide by five, your income is going to be very, very close to that. You're the median of the five people, and it doesn't have to be financial. It can also be, you know, other areas of your life. And so if you're hanging out with five other bachelors that, you know, are in their 40s and 50s and have yet to, you know, meet the right person, or they've had like a string of disastrous relationships, you know, if you analyze all that's going on with those five people, guess what? You're right in the middle there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
so,
right.
You know, so if having successful relationships is what you want, you need to be hanging out with people that have had a successful marriage for the last 20, 50 years. You know, hang out with five of those and their spouses. If you want to have a successful business, meet and hang out with people that have successful businesses, you know. I know it sounds a little simplistic, but, you know, you got to surround yourself with successful people in the area that you want to be successful with. I'm not saying you get rid of your old friends.
Right. I have a suggestion, too, that just made me think of something that I've always valued. And I know this is an old book, and, you know, you might be able to find newer ones about this. But some people are a little bit nervous. They're not sure how to meet folks, you know, the whole mechanics of meeting people and what do you do, or maybe they, you know, haven't successfully met people before. You know what I mean? Like you don't know how to introduce yourself or whatever. One of the greatest books I've read was How to Win Friends and Influence People. It really is a very good book. It's an oldie but goldie, and it has some really great tips on there or you know, the ways to meet people. A lot of it that I learned from that text was really talking to people and asking them about themselves and not have it focused on you. People really like that. I've done it I've done it a few times, and it really works. When you talk to people and you ask them and you engage them, so what are you like? What are you into? How is that blah, blah, blah? You know, that it
exactly
really opens a lot of people up. But there are a lot of other, tips and things that book provides. But start there. If you're not sure, if you're really shy, you're not sure what to say to people or how to meet them, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's a wonderful book.
Yeah, and you know, you're going to instantly be the most popular person. They're going to think you're fantastic, and you don't have to say anything,
yeah,
really, because you're asking them about them. You know, we are all our most favorite subject, ourselves, you know, and
right,
and yeah, that's how you get people to open up and you get people to like you, is by projecting. First of all, you want to project energetically out towards them the love and feeling that you want to receive back. So you're projecting that out energetically. You have you put a smile on your face, and the first words out of your mouth, you might say your name, but you're not going to go into a long diatribe of who you are and what you do. You're going to ask them, who are they and what did they do?
Right.
And what did they like? You know, or you're at a conference, you're at a Star Wars conference, and you ask them, so what's your favorite Star Wars character? What's your favorite Star Wars movie? You can figure out things to ask people, and instantly they're going to go, wow, this is the greatest person I've ever met.
Right.
Because you're asking about them. Exactly. That's the way to do it. Really great tip there, Rose. Really great. And then number 13 is, here's back to the list. Number 13 is make room for self-care. So diet, exercise, spa time, time outdoors, meditation, and the big one, getting enough sleep. Cannot overemphasize this. You got to get enough sleep. See, this is the foundation for all of your successes, regardless whether or not anything I just mentioned are one of your goals. Maybe diet or exercise or meditation or something is a goal for 2021. But, you know, even if it isn't, even if your goals have absolutely nothing to do with this, this is the foundation. You've got to take care of yourself, make time for yourself. Meditation, sleep especially, diet, exercise, spa day, you know, spending more time outdoors, you know, getting amongst the flora. You know, a lot of people come to me for life coaching and hypnotherapy in a variety of different areas. And what I've found is that with almost everybody, there's more to the story. It always comes out. Someone comes to you, they want to stay on their diet plan, they want to lose weight, and sure enough, you're going to find out that there are childhood traumas. There are they have body image issues. See, these things are foundational. You got to take care of the foundation first. You have to change those first. Get rid of the effect of the traumas, get rid of the body image issues, get them into a good place with that, so that what they originally came for you is actually going to work. You see, you got to work on the foundation. Same thing here, what I'm talking about. Number 13, make room for self-care. You got to do that if you're going to be successful. And I don't care. Maybe your goal is to start a new business and you know, just rake in the money in 2021. Hey, great. You know, but if you're not getting enough sleep, if you're not getting alone time, if you're not, you know, eating a healthy diet, exercising, you know, it's going to come down like a house of cards because it doesn't have a strong foundation. Which kind of leads into number 14, make balance a priority in your life. Starting now, remember, number one, start now. But, you know, through 2021, balance all these different areas, you know, and this is part of the self-care with taking alone time, because in that alone time, and especially if you're like journaling and so forth, which I highly recommend, you could be writing down things you're noticing, and you can tell, you can analyze, and you can see, okay, all of my focus and attention is going into work, and I'm not spending enough time with the family, or I'm not spending enough time, alone time. I'm not getting enough sleep. I'm not getting exercise. My diet is horrendous.
Yeah.
You got to balance all of these different areas. And number 15, kind of comes right out of that. You know,
I did not do these in order. I do not know how these, you know, but it's divine timing from the universe. What were you going to say, Rose?
Yeah, what I was going to recommend about, I hate it when I do this.
Are you having a senior moment?
I am having a senior moment. What were you just mentioning right before you mentioned the one that's now?
Making balance a priority in your life, balancing all the areas.
Oh, yes. Okay, so what I wanted to say was that sometimes you have to learn to ask for help. Like,
right.
I, you know, help take care of my mom. And so, but she has so many things going on, like in terms of her, the managing her household, the finances, the this and that. And I'm not good at everything. So I started asking my brothers for help. Like, can you help mom? Because my mother's currently writing a book and she's, you know, in the final stages, but she's needing help and managing and whatnot. So I asked my older brother, can you please help her with this? Because I can't take this on. It's too much. And he said, yeah, absolutely. My other brother, my mom has asked him and specifically to help with issues dealing with our yard, you know, with too many trees and this and that. And some guy needs to cut his tree that he never cuts down and blah, blah, blah. It's all drama with that. But sometimes you got to learn to ask people for help. I've had my sister-in-law help my mom with her finances and things of that nature, some of the bigger, you know, checks and things that have to happen, property taxes, all this stuff. I can't do all of that. Like, I can help, you know, make sure mom is taking care of herself. She's eating and drinking water and all that stuff. But I can't do everything else. So sometimes what I'm just sharing with everybody, ask for help. Find out, because some of us are doing too many things, and that's why we're off balance. That's why we're not taking care of ourselves, because we feel like we have to do it all, and we don't ask for help. You know, ask for people to help. Find a way for someone to help you and taking charge of certain things. You don't have to do everything. No one said that, you know, no one said that when you were born, okay, you will be doing everything.
That's right.
So ask
yeah,
for help.
And
that's
if you
my,
actually,
that's my main thing for that.
If you, you know, that kind of goes back to the, you know, getting success buddies, telling everybody what you're going to do and things like that. When they analyze success, you know, nobody that's successful did it on their own. They all had help.
Exactly.
And whether that's, you know, telling everybody what you're going to do, I'm quitting that bad habit, or getting goal buddies, accountability partners, and so forth. So we're almost done here, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. So if you're calling in, actually, this is a good time to call in, folks, 714-816-4628. We would love to chat with you. We had a couple of callers drop, and actually somebody in the chat post, it was Pat. Hi, Pat. Pat said that her call was dropped. So there might be an issue. I saw her call back in, but then it dropped again. So I don't know if there's an issue with Blog Talk. Yeah. So instead, in fact, let me write that to her or ask your question here. Yeah. If you're having problems getting through, go over to psychictalk.net/chat. Or if you're on Facebook already, go to our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. Find the chat post for Doctors Are In. There's a big red arrow pointing down to the comments. And in the comments, ask your question there if you can't through on the, on the call here. Yeah, because our callers all dropped off. I don't know what's going on. But anyway. Call in at 714-816-4628 and press 1 on your dial pad. So let's see. Number 15, know when to take a break. We're almost done here, folks. Know when to take a break. You know, that's a big one. That goes all the way back to number 3. Make a plan. And so in the plan, you plan in breaks. It's extremely important. Number 16, reward yourself. That goes all the way back to number 7, where we're talking about, you know, document your incremental successes, start a blog, do posts on Facebook, whatever. And, you know, hey, I'm 21 days haven't had a drop of alcohol, or 20 days haven't had a cigarette. And, you know, document, you know, you're breaking these all up into smaller incremental changes, which was number 5. And then what you're doing here is reward yourself, you know. So document the success and then do something to reward yourself, number 16. That's going to help a lot as well. Number 17, learn something new. Learn something new. And that's actually going to tie in with number 18 in a second here. But it could be anything. Go on Udemy. You could take a class for $9.99 or $12 or $15.99 or whatever their sale is this week. You know, they have a sale all the time. And something you're interested in general, if you don't have anything specific, or maybe there's something about what your goal or intention, or one of your goals or multiples of your goals or intentions for 2021, search for things that would help that, you know. So if, just off the top of my head, let's say your goal for 2021 is to help your business by becoming a better public speaker, Dr. Rose. So you go on to the Udemy and you search and you take a class on how to be a better speaker. Or here's another big one. A lot of us are having to move our businesses online, and we need to start using social media as well as, you know, video conferencing platforms. Take classes on the various platforms, how to do Zoom, how to do better presentations on Zoom or Skype. Learn about Skype. Learn about all these other platforms, social media, which brings us to 18. Try out a new social media platform for 2021. Okay, you've always been the Instagram person or the Facebook person or the YouTube person or the Pinterest or TikTok or Twitter. Mm-hmm. Try something else out. You know, I've always been big on telling people not to try to be everywhere and do everything. But, you know, trying one new platform might give you some ideas, and it might increase your reach there. TikTok is, you know, the really big thing. There was a time there where, you know, they were going to ban it from the U.S. I don't think they're going to at the current moment. You know, they're talking about breaking Facebook up. You know, have you heard that this week? You know, Instagram and Facebook and that other one they just bought, you know, they want to break them up.
WhatsApp. It's a monopoly type of
WhatsApp. And Pinterest, LinkedIn is really great. You know, LinkedIn is probably the most underused platform. It's very powerful. Getting in touch with people. You know, people think, you know, it's the job site. It's not. You know, connecting with people in the same industry, collaborating on things, and also finding people that, you know, want to avail you of your services. Instagram is still really big. Of course, Facebook is, you know, as well. If I had to tell anybody anything, if I had to give you an idea, I would be like, yeah, it would be YouTube. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world next to Google, and Google is number one and owns YouTube. Talk about a monopoly there. Everything is going video. It actually has been for a decade. But for 2021, you want to do that. And if you don't want your face on camera, don't worry. There's ways to do that. Again, I refer you back to YouTube. It has everything on it. You can search how to do YouTube videos without being on camera. there's animations, there's slides, there's like a gazillion ways you can do really cool YouTube videos and never have to be on camera, you know, or take a Udemy class on YouTube. And, you know, but it's the big thing. People that are searching for what you're wanting to put out there business-wise are searching on Google and YouTube. And by the way, even if they're not searching on YouTube, maybe they don't use YouTube that, you know, that much or as a search engine. Did you know, Rose, they changed the algorithm? It's been a while now, but I'd say a year, 2 years, maybe longer, where Google has, you know, it used to Google something and the results came up. Well, then they started putting in ads. So the ads come up, then what's called the organic search, the actual search that you're searching, you know, and luckily they mark them ads. So you, you know, I skip the ads. I scroll down until I get to the organic search. Well, because Google owns YouTube, if you search for something and there's something on YouTube about it, they want you to watch stuff on YouTube because they own it. And there's ad revenue that they're getting and everything like that, you know. But those come up in the search results first under the ads before the organic search. Yes, you know. So if somebody's searching for something and you do a set of YouTube videos about it, there's a way right there how you can show up in the organic search. Okay, so that's why I said, you know, if I had to pick one of these social media platforms that I'm not doing and I want to try something, do YouTube, folks. Number 19.
Yeah, and
we've
then
got three more to go. Go ahead, Rose.
Quickly. Yeah, really quickly. YouTube has a Creator Academy and it's free, and it tells you everything about how to create your YouTube channel, how to grow your audience, how to monetize it, and all of that is for free. So I would definitely choose YouTube because they provide everything. They want you to be successful because when you're successful, they're successful. That's it.
Great tip. Yes. Oh, I love that. You know, and I wish I had more time because I still have not gone through the whole I'm sorry, what's it called again? It just popped out of my head. The YouTube creator. What's it called?
It's YouTube Academy. Creator Academy, I think it's called.
Creator Academy.
You can Google it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you can Google it. Yes. So 19 ties in with 8. Yeah. Number 19 ties in with number 18. Utilize video content in 2021. Actually, you should have been doing it for the last 10 years. You know those posts you put on Facebook? People want to see videos. Oh, yeah, there's the cat pictures. But guess what? They like the cat videos 10 times more or 100 times more. Video is king. And that means, again, YouTube. Get that YouTube channel going. Facebook Lives, YouTube Lives. And along with all this is what fits in with the video content is things like webinars and teleconferencing, such as using Skype, Zoom. Virtual will continue into 2021 and beyond. And there's a reason why I put this towards the end here is, you know, this is probably the number one thing. You know, I mean, all that other stuff that we went through is very powerful and it's going to add to your success. But if we're talking business-wise, because, you know, a lot of people's goals have nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. Their goals are, you know, losing weight or quitting smoking or, you know, keeping on that exercise program or what have you. But if business is the thing, maybe you're starting a new business or you want to grow your business in 2021, you've got to utilize video content with or without you on camera, okay? And everything's gone virtual because of the health crisis and people are moving their businesses online. We're seeing clients via Zoom and Skype instead, or on the phone instead of, instead of in person, and that's going to continue. Mm-hmm.
And actually, a lot of people, a lot, you know, hypnotherapists, all life coaches, tarot readers, we're all moving online. A lot of us have always been online doing it that way. I mean, it's always been that way for me. 98% of the people I've read for were, you know, on a radio show or on a Zoom meeting or a Skype session, like the one I had with Corby yesterday. You got to get comfortable with doing this, you know, and this is the other thing that I'm noticing, especially with people that, you know, you have to do some tweaking to do hypnosis virtually. Okay. In person, I would do things physically that I, you know, wouldn't or rather can't do visually over a teleconference and all. But it's interesting when I talk to my colleagues that are hypnotherapists that have moved online and made the shift, they don't want to go back to seeing live clients.
Right.
They love it. They love it. First of all, there's no travel. You don't have to travel. You could do your home office. You don't have to travel to your office to see the client. Number two, the client doesn't have to travel to your office to see you either. On top of all of that, when you have a client coming in for a hypnotherapy session, you know, already they're, you know, if they're not used to it, they're a little trepidatious about it. And here they are having to go to a strange building, a strange office that they've never been in before and meet a strange person they've never met before. Well, if you have all this video content on your YouTube channel and your, and you know, leading on and off of your website, guess what? They get to know you before or virtually meet you. And so when they do meet you, it's like they already know you. There's a lot less, like, quote unquote, selling that needs to happen, because those that are contacting you after consuming your video content already feel that they know you. You know, the big thing in social media is like and trust. You got to get people to like, trust, then they buy from you. Yeah, it's a whole different universe now, folks. Social marketing is what it's called. And so your video content's going to do that. And then when you get them on a virtual teleconference with Skype or Zoom or some other platform, Facebook call, you can even do Facebook call. Well, not only do they not have to travel and go to a strange place, but think of where they are. You know, typically they're in their own home where they feel what? The most secure. They feel the most secure. And they feel comfortable, and you know that takes you like 80% of the way there as a life coach or a hypnotherapist or an EFT practitioner, NLP practitioner, even a tarot reader or a psychic. You've got them comfortable. They're in familiar surroundings. They're gonna let their guard down more than if they met you and you're reading them at the psychic fair or they're coming to your office for a reading. Yeah. So a lot of people don't even want to go back to seeing clients in person that much. Or what they do is, here's another little thing, they charge a lot more for the in-person. That's right. Yeah. So it's $299 for an online session and $499 to meet me in my office. You know, something like along those lines as well.
Right.
Okay, so last two here. Oh, and I see some people have called back in. Yay! Give us a call. We're going to go to phone lines here and try to squeeze in some calls for the end of the show here. 714-816-4628. Number 20, dress up for no reason. I know it sounds crazy.
That's true.
Try it. Dress up for no reason. You know, there's a reason why a guy goes into a shop and he's trying on a new suit and he's buying this new suit and he says, I feel like $1 million.
That's right.
Yeah.
for a woman, you know, getting her attire, whether it's, you know, business formal or even more, you know, black tie formal with the dress and, you know, getting the dress and, you know, you feel amazing. So, you know, maybe not all the time, but, you know, dress up for no reason.
Yeah.
It's going to change your state. And that's what it's all about. It's changing your state. And by the way, in general, always dress one level above everyone else in the room. Now, of course, I'm talking about when we get back to actually getting out, you know, a lot of us are, you know, locked down or we're not going out as much, you know, once we get the vaccinations going and reach herd immunity and things get safer in 2021, people are going to be able to go back out more and so forth.
Here's an idea for all you Zoom and video chat meeting people. Actually dress from the head all the way down to your feet. Because some of us just
there
dress
you go.
With a nice top, but we'll have pajama bottoms on. Or
That's right. Yeah, I was going to mention that too. You know, even though we're virtual right now, you can do the same thing virtually. You're meeting a client, you know, dress a little bit above. You know, successful people do this. Well, unless you're Mark Zuckerberg. You've got 1,000 gray T-shirts in your closet and jeans.
Right.
And that's your uniform and that's what you wear. You know, and by the way, really intelligent people often do things like that that seem quirky to the rest of us. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're putting all their focus and energy in what they're doing, not what they're looking like. In other words, they're going – I don't want to have to wake up and spend 10 minutes figuring out what to wear. I can use those 10 minutes more efficiently in doing X, Y, Z instead of, you know, figuring out what I'm going to wear, you know. And those of us that were in the military, you know, we wear all the same uniform. And we kind of get that, you know. It's like I wake up, I put my uniform on. I don't have to figure out. Well, does this match with this and go with my shoes and my belt? You know?
Or you have to do that. You have to do that beforehand, like set your clothes up for your outfits for the week. Because it does take us ladies a little bit of time there.
There's an extra bonus tip right there. Have things planned out ahead of time. You know,
at the very least
the night before. Be productive and not have to make decisions like that throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, what are you wearing tomorrow? Have it already set. And that way you wake up in the morning, you get ready.
Yeah,
you dress and you get to it. You know, so there's a method to the madness with people like Mark Zuckerberg. But, you know, I still say you can plan this out at night, what you're going to wear. And if you know you're going to go to a business meeting, do readings or whatever you're going to do, you know, and they're going to be dressed in business casual. Okay. So you dress in business dress or whatever the next higher level is called, you know, you dress a step above. If you know you're going to be offering readings in a pub and you know everybody's going to be in jeans and a t-shirt, well, wear a sports jacket. If everybody where you're going is going to be wearing a sports jacket, wear a suit and tie. You know, and then for the women out there, you know, you translate that in what that the equivalent is for you. You know,
dressy casual and
it leads to it leads to success. People notice you because you're standing out a little bit. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, you walk in a tuxedo when everybody's wearing jeans. I'm just talking about a cut above.
Right.
You know, a little bit nicer, you know, and that adds to your professionalism. You get noticed. Oh, look at that guy over there. I wonder what he's doing. Oh, it looks like he's pulling tarot cards out. Oh, I want a reading from him. You know, that kind of thing. you know, mm-hmm. and you are going to feel better. You're going to be in a better state because you're dressed a cut above. And the very last one on our 21 ways, and we've already had some bonus ones from Dr. Rose. Number 21, mm-hmm. wake up before 7 a.m.
Mm.
Okay, this is a crazy place to end the list. What does that mean? Hey, let me tell you, all the stuff on this list is great. Remember I said incremental changes? Incrementally mm-hmm. add in each of these 20 ways, but the number 21, actually, you know, do that first. You know, if you don't change anything else, start waking up at 7 a.m. Why? Well, dozens and dozens and dozens of studies show that the most successful people wake up before 7 a.m. Actually, they wake up a lot earlier than 7 a.m. They wake up at 5 and 4. And, you know, they've had their morning coffee, read two books, and analyzed everything going to happen in the day before an hour before you wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It allows you to do so many things. Let's say your goal is food. Let's say your goal is weight loss and you're changing your diet, food prep. You're getting up earlier, you get ready, you have your cup of coffee, and you prep the food for the day or for the next day. And that way you don't have to worry about what am I going to eat, you know, when. You know, you have it all laid out. Here's the snack, here's lunch, here's breakfast, here's dinner, here's the mm-hmm. after-dinner snack, you know. I'm going to stop eating by 8 p.m. There's a bonus, thing. You know, if you want to lose weight, stop eating by 8 p.m., you know, or the equivalent, depending, you know, if you're an overnight worker, obviously, you want to adjust that. But studies show that helps a lot. Well, also waking up early. Wake up at 7 a.m. or whatever the equivalent is, whatever your normal pattern is.
In other words, don't just wake up, you know, right before you need to leave, just in enough time for
right.
you to get dressed and walk out the door, you know, in a sense, or get to your desk and do
yeah.
the Zoom call, whatever you're doing at this time. But to wake up earlier,
well,
and you're right about that. I'm not an early person. I hate waking up early, but I actually do. I'm just still lying in the bed. But I started watching some of my Udemy online courses early, so I can watch. You know, and you can do that in the bed still. So I'll watch, you know, a class that I want to take or a certification I'm going to do, I'm working on. Those are the best times because then you can do things for yourself. Then you go and get ready for whatever your day is going to bring, you know, get dressed and showered, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know. So however
yeah.
you guys figure that out. Some people like to do the shower early, it wakes them up, and some people say, well, I'll do
yeah.
some of my thing, and then I'll shower and whatever and get off to work, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to this. This one thing of waking up 7 a.m., I can't even list them all off. One of
yeah.
them is it's proven to be a de-stressor. De-stress your life, folks. You know, so if you're waking up, jumping in the shower, throwing on clothes, rushing off to work, you're already setting yourself up for stress. But if you've already been awake for
yeah.
2 hours and been ready for work for an hour and a half, and you're just, you know, doing some stuff that you need to get done and preparing for the day and then getting into the right mindset before you get into the car and drive to work, you know, or do the 5 second, the 5 second commute to your home office, which is what most of us are doing nowadays. You're going to really de-stress your life. A lot of people use this time to go to the gym. So they wake up at 4 a.m. And by the way, you know, the pre-planning thing comes in here too. Just like you're setting up the night before, this is what I'm going to wear so I don't have to think about it for the day. Also, people put out, okay, here's my gym shoes. Here's my gym bag. Here's my gym attire. you know, they wake up, they throw on their gym attire, they go to the gym, they come back, they take a shower. There's the clothes that you laid out last night. You throw them on. You still got an hour and a half before you have to go anywhere, you know, and you're able to have your cup of tea, continue to de-stress or to not be stressed, you know, plan things ahead so you're not stressed. That's what's going on.
You know what?
You know, there's so much to this.
When I used to go to the gym early in the morning, many years ago, I saw a woman who brought in a suitcase, and she had, because she went to work right after her workout, but she had everything she needed, her clothes, her shoes, her stockings. She had her hair blow dryer because she took a shower in the, at the gym. She had her lipstick, her everything.
Yep.
So she was prepared, you know.
Absolutely.
That's all I wanted to say.
So there you go. 21 ways along with several bonuses along the way there. Anything else you want to add, Dr. Rose? Any more bonus ideas?
I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it.
We covered it.
We sure did.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yes. So let's go all the way back to number one. What are we going to do? Start now.
That's right.
Yeah, combine the first one with the last one. Start now, and the first step, wake up before 7 a.m., and then everything in between, slowly add that in. Make a plan, go from there. There we go.